4CEF mobile.
Morning, KK4NXZ, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, it's Friday. God, I'm so happy.
Alright.
Get you something hours in, I'm ready to relax. I think my son's birthday party is Saturday, he turned 13 yesterday, I don't know where the time went.
And it's running fast.
Again, at least the weather's gonna be good. I know you got a bunch of yard work to do. That'll be pretty decent temperature for you.
It'll be nice. I'll be able to sleep in and get up and have a crew of people helping me. That'd be good.
The whole neighborhood that cleans up a certain area, or is it you and a couple neighbors that clean up like a driveway or something?
Our road isn't maintained by the county. It's a private road. And it's about a quarter mile long. And it's a gravel road. And we need some more gravel. Normally, everybody pitches in and buys some gravel and then deliver it. But my neighbor has got a dump truck that's a little bit bigger than what we've been getting run down through there. So we're cutting overhead limbs, and I mean, we live in the wilderness anyway, but we're cutting overhead limbs and trying to get it to where he can run that bed up anywhere down through that road.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, my grandpa lives down in Packlet. He's kind of like that, him and my uncle, and every so often they just got to get in there and get the driveway graveled. I don't know how long his driveway is. It's freaking, seems like it goes on forever. And it's only so wide, so when it gets a big old pothole in it, going through it.
Driveway's a quarter of a mile long on top of that, which I need some gravel too. I'm going to plan on getting some here shortly. On a mountain ridge. Man, I got a beautiful sight up there out the main picture window of the house. I'd have you guys up sometime.
Awesome right there. I wouldn't mind having a house, like, you know, kind of in the mountain areas, but golly, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to come down the hill whenever it's snowing and stuff.
My 10 before, just one time I had, you know, we got four-wheel drive, so the snow's not an issue, but trees are sometimes.
And gravel, at least, you know, not really as much ice build up, but yeah. Especially if you get like freezing rain or something, that'd be a huge issue with the trees.
It's a funny thing about up there, you know, my car got crushed one time in a heavy windstorm. When it's windy, it's windy. I mean, it gets 50. We've had 50 to 70 miles an hour gusts up there. And I had a tree come down in a storm that absolutely looked healthy on the outside. That sucker was as hollow as it could be. It had about a 2-inch strand of outer, I don't know what you'd call it, but outer piece there that was holding it up, but that thing was completely rotted up for about 6 to 8 feet, but you would have never known it looking at the tree.
Yeah, actually being that high, I mean, you really don't have anything else to block the wind. That's the one plus side to kind of living in the foothills, like, you know, Caesar's Head, my, you know, Hogback Mountain, that blocks a lot more stuff than people realize from coming through.
Now,
the Lynx of Tron, and he's talked about how you'll see the storms come in, and just, it looks like it's getting ready to rain. You just know it's going to rain by the time it makes it over the mountains. It's already dumped pretty much everything it's going to do.
Keep that up there, and we do get some doggone gully washers that don't quite make it in to the lowlands, into the flatlands.
That's what I keep telling my wife. I said, if we ever move, I said, that'd be the one thing that I'll miss the most is, you know, we go down the beach, it's flat. And if you ever go out west, it's just flat. I don't know that I want to do that. Because around here, I mean, when you're driving from the upstate towards the mountains, you get mountain views, and you know, the beach ain't really that far. So I don't know if I ever want to move away from here.
Know of another place other than Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee is a really beautiful state. I guess every state has its own type of beauty. I like rolling hills and mountains, and I can't picture myself ever moving from where we're at, South Carolina.
Talk about it all the time. I mean, there's part of me that'd love to live down the beach so I can go surf fishing all the time, but at the same time, I'd miss this area, because I mean, it don't take long to get anywhere. I mean, we got a lot of nice places nearby. I mean, you're already there at Caesar's Head, but for me, that's 45 minutes to an hour drive, and you know, from this area to Myrtle Beach, if you want to go there, it's, you know, 4.5 hours, that's nothing. Went to Hendersonville for that, not Hendersonville, Waynesville for that ham fest. With traffic on 26 was horrible. I told my wife we weren't coming back that way. We came back through Caesar's Head. We stopped there and took my kids out on the rock, and then we just came on back down.
I don't know if I told you or not. Sunday we went up to Pisgah and ate barbecue. Then we went to see some falls. Went by the hatchery. Came back down, ate ice cream. Stopped in a shop or two. We had a good time up there. Bard.
We came back. I was hoping to see the falls. Whatever it's, you know, it's right past Caesar's Head, head toward North Carolina. And, man, that place was just packed. I mean, there were people coming out of the woodwork, parking all up and down the road. I'm like, no, we're just going to keep going.
Oh, yeah, it was crowded Sunday. I mean, it was slam packed, but that didn't stop us.
That was pretty busy, too. I couldn't believe how people were parked trying to get to that.
They had it closed. Well, they wouldn't let any. You could probably park somewhere and walk up there, but they would not let anybody else in the parking lot, that it was full.
By, you know, right past the sliding rock, there's an area with guardrails there. And you only got a little two-lane road, and people were having to walk on the side of that guardrail while traffic was going by. I'm like, man, somebody's going to get hit out here. Got done early this morning.
Hung out real late. I don't know, one of the two. Yeah, I mean, it's been quiet this morning.
I ain't heard owl in the air in a long time.
No, I haven't either. I hope he's doing okay.
I hear it smell in the air every so often, and then it's gone. And you know, at his age, and I don't think he was in the best of health, and then all of a sudden he's not on the radio anymore.
I think he had some contact with him. I had to call Daniel and find out if he knows anything, because Al was rebuilt an engine for him.
He can't get on the radio right now. Who knows? Hopefully that's it.
Kilo in the 4-inch Ray Whiskey. Want to let everybody know there's a small ham fest this weekend in Chester, South Carolina. Little Chester tailgate party. It'll be in Chester, South Carolina. It's down below Union. To give everybody a heads up on that.
Saturday or Sunday?
It's this Saturday. Going to be this Saturday.
Go to that one. I'd at least like to. I'm definitely in the search for a little portable radio, but yeah, I got a birthday party this weekend, but I appreciate the information.
Find the details, if anybody's interested, on Facebook, the Piedmont Link. Facebook page called the Piedmont Link. And that's some little ham group or whatever's posted up, and a good little link there.
If I hear anybody, or I'll mention it, you know, if I know anybody might be interested in going to one.
But anyway, just going to throw that out at you there. This big kilo 84 X-ray whiskey, I'll be clear after your traffic.
Like I said, I appreciate it. I wish I could go if I didn't have my son's birthday party going on Saturday. I believe I'd be in the truck headed on down. But definitely appreciate it. This is KO4CES, 73C.
Yeah, Andrew, I'm destination here. I got to jump out. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope your boy has a good birthday. And hopefully we'll catch you Monday morning. 73C, my friend. I don't know if you drink coffee, but enjoy it if you do. All right, take care. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your phone.
3, hope you have a great day at work. And I'm sipping on my coffee now as I head on in. So, but, yeah, Saturday will be good. I think you'll love it. And got family coming over. So, well, have fun this weekend. Be safe cutting them tree limbs down. And we'll holler at you Monday. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
73, Mike, have a good one and a good weekend. KN4TFW.
Take care. I got to talk to you all week. By the time I pull in the parking lot, you're getting on.
Yeah, you know, 5:35, right?
One of my counterparts has been out all week, so I've been trying to get here a little bit early. I can get the meeting stuff together for my boss man so he can do his meeting and blah, you know how that is. So I got the. But today's a little different, so I get to get here a little bit later.
And then I hope you have an awesome day.
So it's going to be a long one, though. It's the downside. It's my late day, so I won't get off till 5:40, but it is what it is. I get Saturday and Sunday off. You got any big plans for the weekend?
Some of those gravel roads up there by Lake Jocassee in the Jeep, but man, it's supposed to be a 60% chance of rain on Saturday.
It was off my son's birthday party, so won't be quite as good if it's raining, but you know, as long as it's not lightning and thunder, they'll be in the pool either way.
That chance of thunderstorms.
Pull up the lightning map and just keep an eye on it. But it was still, that wouldn't be too bad. I mean, yeah, if you get a little bit of thunder. But, so y'all are going to go riding around?
Keep out on some gravel roads. I saw there's a website called gravelmaps.com, and it shows all of the gravel roads in the whole country. And some of that, what do they call it, overlanding camping, you know, out of the Jeep. That seems like that would be nice.
They got some pretty cool setups for stuff like that. Like the, have you seen the platforms that go on top of the vehicles? You climb up in a ladder, and it's basically a tent that you fold out on top of the vehicle.
They look really good.
I've definitely seen those, and very tempting. Shoot, I told my wife we could turn the truck into a little camper if we put a shell on it, but I'm not a big fan of the shells. But yeah, those things look pretty cool.
On the back of my truck, I really like it.
It just blocks off so much of my view, I couldn't do it. I'd always have to take it off whenever we pulled the camper, so. Right now, I just got the tonneau cover on it.
Here's for?
See, that's what they're for. It's just something about it. I don't know what it is. I never liked it whenever we was pulling the camper and I had the camper shell in the truck.
I just got used to, you know, driving with, you can't look out the back or anything like that. You know, all you got is the mirrors. And once you get used to that way, then it doesn't become a problem, I don't think.
I mean, that's true. I mean, there's definitely plus sides to having a camper shell. I miss being able to just throw stuff in the back, which I still can, but not to the extent you can with a camper shell.
As if you know, a road's coming in at a steep angle, you know, you can't hardly look back through it. So I tried to avoid those roads. I got one over by me, and I never go out it if I'm in the truck.
Which I, you know, I've thought about it. I mean, you can take a camper shell, and there's some very creative ideas that people do where they'll put beds and stuff in the back of the truck to make a camping area inside of it.
Oh, you just buy the rack. It's like a roll bar set of rack that hooks into the truck bed, and then you just put that platform tent right on top of it.
The plus side is you wouldn't have to really stake it down. You know, it'd be, I assume it'd be somehow attached to that, and that would be what would keep the tent down. I definitely think there'd be advantages to doing that.
Skirts that hang off of them, you know, to make a little enclosure down beside your vehicle and that. So they look really good, and they just fold out. So it's like, man, that would be really good. Only disadvantage is you can't use your vehicle while you got your tent up.
I can see that, because there's, you know, you go to some of our areas like, we like to camp Cade's Cove. I ain't been there in forever, though, but we love going up there camping. And, you know, you can't keep any food in your tent. You have to put it all in your vehicle when you're done with it.
In the back of your truck, and then just go ahead and sleep on the top of your truck.
If they like now, because I've got the soft tonneau cover, I bet I'd have to throw it in the inside of the truck.
That or pull it up a tree.
Do that. Shoot, I'm really hoping. I'm going to try to go camping at Kings Mountain in September. That's what I'm really hoping for.
Mrs. Mama don't have any vacation time. She just has to take off from work. And, you know, getting off isn't a problem. You just miss the funds from that week.
Definitely be a problem.
Also, we'll find some kind of trouble to get into.
Well, I am pulled up in the parking lot, so I still got to get out of here. Get on in here and get prepared. So, kid, I'm going to say 7-3s to you. Have a great time this weekend. Y'all be safe if you're out and about. And you and the wife have a good time. But hopefully holler at you Monday. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 7-3, Andrew. Hope the birthday party goes well and the rain holds off, and you guys have an awesome weekend, and maybe I'll catch you on Monday. KN4TFW.
KN4TFW, KB4CBA.
Get out early.
Oh. Yeah, I woke up about 3:30 to get back to sleep, so I've been just piddling around. I ate breakfast and then I came in here, and I've just been listening to 80 meters, and I flipped on the 2-meter rig here. I, for some reason, I turned it on with the power supply off, and it erased all the memory, so I had to reprogram it.
Oh man, some of them radios are a real pain, you know what I mean? Especially if you don't have you didn't program it with a program, you know, where you just download it to it.
Fortunately, the guy that gave me this radio, I say gave me, he sold me a Astron RS35M power supply, and then there was a bunch of other stuff in there with it. It was a couple of 2-meter rigs and some, SWR power meters and just all kinds of little doodads, and MFJ tuner and nice tuner that I used with my old rig, and all the manuals for all the radios he gave me. He gave me about 4 or 3 HTs, I think, so. And I won't tell you what I paid for it, but I stole it.
Good deal if you got all of that stuff.
Well, he was a pretty good friend, and he knew I put it to good use, and so, and I have. So it's nice having this this old Kenwood in here, and then I have the dual band around the car. The manual's pretty straightforward, and it was pretty easy to program. I just have a few frequencies in here, and mainly I wanted to get 9.4 in there, and the other two frequencies I have in there don't even require a like this one. They don't require a tone.
Yeah, anytime you're up early in that, there's usually people on. There's a group of us from about, 5:15 till about a little after 6 anyway.
You're going to laugh, but I was trying to turn the volume down, and I was reaching up, and I was turning the HF speaker volume down, and it wasn't going down. I was thinking, what's going on here? I realized, dummy, because I've got a separate external speaker for this Kenwood too. So, I can hear the audio nice and clear. And then I've got one of these. It's called a clear speaker for the HF rig. It's supposed to take a lot of the noise out and filter out a lot of the unwanted noise that's in there, and it does a good job. It definitely makes a difference. It's worth the money.
Gonna get me either a good set of headphones. I have some headphones for my HF rig and that, but I need some different ones, maybe a little bit better ones than that. But yeah, external speaker, that's the way to go. That when I use it without headphones and that, man, it's hard to pull out signals. KN4 TFW.
Switch to hang on. High power, can you tell any difference?
No, not really.
Back on mid. This one, I was talking to somebody, I think it was Glenn yesterday. This one goes from 5 watts on low, 10 watts on medium, and 50 watts on high, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, you would think they would kind of split the middle on the mid, maybe make it 25 or 30 watts or something like that. But to get it 5 to 10, that's just, to me, that's a waste of time. You might as well just have low and high if you're going to do that.
About that, I don't know why they wouldn't have made it, at least 20 or 25, like you said. If you're going to, you're either going to run, low 5, or you're going to run, full 50.
VHM.
Just wanted to get in the conversation and say good morning. Y'all go ahead and take it up, and I'll fall in last in the rotation.
Hey, well, I thought you were off today and going camping or something.
But I still get up the same time every morning. I don't sleep in.
I'm off every day.
Wrote in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I got like 4 more years.
Well, I was talking about the mental aspect.
Well, off in that way.
Maybe more than a little.
I have a dry sense of humor, and I find humor in things that other people don't find humor in. In fact, my wife and I disagree on a lot of things when it comes to humor. She says that humor is always at someone's expense. And I said, yeah, as long as it's not yours.
If I see somebody slip on ice or do something like that, I'll laugh, but I'll go help them too.
Make your mistakes, there's something wrong, right?
I might get a chuckle out of it, but you know, I've been there, done that, so I know how that feels.
Me too, unfortunately. I stepped off the bus in Fort Drum, New York, and I was wearing the wrong kind of boots. And I mean, first step, I went straight up in the air and landed in a puddle that was frozen over, got wet. It was a mess. Had about 200 people standing there that had gotten off buses watching me.
Audience. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, you gotta laugh at your mistakes.
Let me make sure I got it here. We were visiting some friends up in Virginia, and they don't wear their shoes in the house, so I was in my sock feet, and they have these a long flight of steps, and they're wooden. They're not covered in carpet or anything. And I stepped off my left foot out to step down on the first step, and my right foot just slipped out from under me, and I landed about halfway or a third of the way down the step, put a big old scrape mark on their wall as I came down, and I came all the way down the steps. And I mean, I thought I had broken my hip when I landed. I can't remember which side I landed on, but it really scared me to death. I had to sit there several minutes before I could even, you know, get up. But the wife there was cooking breakfast, and she just came over and looked at me and just walked right back over to the kitchen and kept cooking. She didn't seem too concerned.
Look on your face that told her, yeah, I fell. I'm embarrassed. I'm hurting, but I'm okay.
You've done that at least once, right?
And they tell me as you get older, you do more of the falling. Of course, now, if you start doing it frequently, you might better get checked out, because I know when my stepmother started falling, she was actually in the beginning stages of dementia, and we just didn't know it at the time, and she started falling, and then she wound up driving their new car into a... They were in a parking place, but she thought she was hitting the brake, and she was hitting the gas, and it was in drive, and she drove the car into the building in front of them and did $15,000 worth of damage to the car. And broke her sternum. They both had their seatbelts on and their airbags deployed, but I mean, it was a mess. We finally took her to the Center for Success in Aging, and they that doctor there, he was the bad guy. He told her she couldn't drive anymore, and he called the highway department and got her, you know, license canceled so she couldn't drive.
Well, that one's no fun. I'm sorry to hear that. That's a hard thing for somebody to go through, losing their license and their mobility, if you will. But you're right, if you start falling unexpectedly and
there's another interesting little tidbit, and I won't scare anybody because it's not the only symptom, but she had lost her sense of smell, and that is a sign of dementia in older people. And, you know, she was in her 80s, so, you know, she wasn't a young pup, and so anyway, but she, I don't know if y'all know where Rochford Road and White Horse Road intersect. Rochford goes, is the street, like if you're going up Highway 25 past Furman, Furman's on your left, and you're headed north on 25, the next traffic light, if you turn left, that's Rochford Road, and it's basically a cut through to White Horse, and then it goes on straight across if you want to go down into, I think, Thorn Blade and all those communities down in there. But anyway, she was supposed to turn right at that intersection because she was coming to our house at North Cliff, which was just right up the street, and they got to that intersection, and she just went flying right through it, and she went across six lanes of traffic on White Horse Road. Speed limit's 50, and most people are doing about, you know, anywhere between 60, 70 miles an hour, and there's a lot of tractor trailers, and they didn't get hit, praise God. And my dad finally said, he's legally blind, but he could tell where they were. He said, oh, you just missed your turn there. And when we heard about that, man, I tell you, we knew we needed to do something.
The other day, and I was knew better, but I looked down and I changed the radio frequency, and I just about took out a row of mailboxes. It only takes a split second to take your eyes off the road and do something that's no fun. I run off the edge of the road, but I just held it and eased it back on. I sure didn't jerk it. I was going to either hit the mailboxes or miss them, and I missed them, luckily.
See, a miss is as good as a mile. Yeah, I've done that with my cell phone. I glanced down at it. I try not to do that, but I usually don't have to look down at the radio. That's a good thing. I do have the detachable face, and it's mounted on the lower part of the dash, right in front of the shifter. And when it's in sixth gear, you can you can see the whole display, the whole front, the whole faceplate. And it's held in by Velcro. That's how light it is. And so I really like that setup. I tell you, I was just looking here at some frequencies I could enter into that radio, because we're going down to Columbia and going to Somerville. My daughter and her husband and our grandson live in Somerville now. He's over at the, or works over at the Volvo plant there off of 26. And so I was going to put some of the repeaters in that I might could use, you know, when I'm down that way on my mobile. I'm on mobile rig. Go ahead, Ken. You talk too much.
I hear you. I was thinking my faceplate comes off, and I got it on a
I got it tie wrapped to a phone holder on right below the rear view mirror so I can see it. Now let me tell you what my wife did one day. She was at that Milo there in at East North Street and Haywood Road. And back then they had a bunch of like trees or maybe crepe myrtles going up through there, and she never noticed that she was crossing over Haywood Road and went from the one parking lot and across those four lanes and into that other parking lot, and I don't know how she didn't get hit.
Well, that is kind of convoluted there, or it used to be, and I'm not sure why they did it like they did it, but anyway, I can see how she could do that.
Travel for a living. The guy that I traveled with was cutting through a parking lot at night, and he was running faster than he should, and he drove between some cars, hit one of the light poles, and of course the base was all concrete, totaled his car in a parking lot. I did laugh at that one. He didn't get hurt, but I said, "You're the only one I know that could total your car in the middle of a parking lot, all this room."
Can't be done, and it'd be my luck. I'd hit a light pole or something, and those things are, most of them are firmly planted, so you're on the losing end of that collision.
Pontiac didn't survive it. He didn't get hurt. He got lucky, but it totaled his car.
We've sold several of our cars when we got ready to buy a new one, because you just get more form, you know, than you would in a trade. And we used to live on a busy street, Hunts Bridge Road over there in Berea. It was a four-lane part, and there's a ton of traffic there. And we just set it up on the street there, and we sold, I don't know, I think about three cars that all we lived there. Of course, we lived there, oh gosh, 12, 14 years, I think. But anyway, but this lady bought one of my cars, and she paid about $600 more than it was actually worth, but that's what we were asking, and that's what she paid. And I don't know, about a week later, somebody in a big Cadillac backed into her car and backed into the right where the driver's door hinges, and it crushed the dash and just busted it all up and busted up that whole side of the car, and it totaled it. And they were only going to give her $800 for the car, and she paid $14 for it. So she was calling us and saying, "Can't y'all do something?" I said, "The thing I can do." I said, "The insurance company's going to pay you what it's worth."
Kind of paying attention to the road. I'm coming up to this big construction zone here on 85 north of Spartanburg, and there's the police and have been working it pretty hard, and there's a lot of trucks and everything, so I'm just trying to pay attention here, but I'm fixing to get off in a second. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, Jim. The changing subjects, I made my first contact on 10 meters two nights ago, and talked to one guy in Chicago and one guy in Florida after I put up my new antenna.
Installations, I haven't made but, maybe two or three contacts on this 7300 on 10, but there it's they're out there and it'll get better as the, you know, I don't know what the term is, but the conditions are, we're on the upside of the conditions getting better. So as that happens, I think you're hear more and more on 10 meters.
On that, Bill. Yeah, he's right. Once 10 meters open or somebody notices that 10 meters is open, man, the traffic on that is unbelievable.
It was pretty good the other night. It only lasted for about an hour and a half. And but that guy from Chicago sounded like he was, you know, sitting in my front yard. And which he said he was running 1500 watt amp, but still, that's a long way to Chicago.
HF contact was a Canadian station.
Or CPA. Well, I have my logbook open here. I've got some 27 ICOM 2730 programmer software. Up on the computer here, I'm punching in some frequencies and tones and that kind of thing. So I tell you what, I'm going to jump out of here and so I can see this, because I need to concentrate on this or I'll screw it up. And then when I plug the radio in, it's going to be updated. It's going to put in the wrong information. But anyway, y'all have a good day, and hope to talk to you again soon. I'll say 73s. Go ahead and pick it up, Ken. KB4CBA.
Talk to you this morning, Dave. Annette, that was a welcome relief here. You made me get to work, and then I'm rolling through the gate, so I'm going to have to say 73 to both of you guys. Hope you have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you another time. KN4TFW.
Hey, gentlemen, be safe. Have a great day. This is N4WHM. I'm clear.